Well, good morning, everybody. It's Aaron Ramsey. It is the morning of April 1st. I'm going to start this morning reading a blog post by one of our very good friends who is a traveling nurse. And I invite you just to maybe close your eyes and just listen to this post. And then I'll explain why I'm reading this afterwards. So this is from Emily. Again, she's a good friend of our family. And it's titled, "It's Not Supposed to Be This Way." So she says, "It's not supposed to be this way. I see you there standing 15 feet away from me, but I can't let you come any closer. I'm glad you came to see him one final time. Now you can't even come into the room. It must look like a scene out of some sci-fi movie to you, as people covered in yellow gowns, helmets, masks, and hoods poke and prod at your beloved. The doctor must seem like some crazy scientist loudly explaining things to you in scientific terms through the closed doors. But I promise you, we are only trying to help. I wish I could open the door and bring you in to hold the hand of your loved one as they take their last breath. But in doing that, it would put your entire family and the community at risk. So instead, I will look at you through tear-stained eyes through a plexiglass window and ask what you would like me to do for him. I hear your cries of anguish so much that although my body is laden with sweat under all the protective layers, I am covered in goosebumps. Do you want me to pray with him? Did he like holding hands? What last secret do you want me to tell him for you? Does he look comfortable enough for you? Did he have a special name? Did you have a special name for him that you would like me to whisper to him? Can I play him his favorite song? Your hand left an imprint on the door when you had finally left. The image of you reaching for him through the door represented the way I feel in healthcare right now. We are trying so hard to fight our way to success, but it seems like we're failing. I'm trying my absolute hardest to fight for the good in our community right now, but I have barriers in my way. With the shortage of PPE worldwide right now, I'm only allowed one surgical mask a shift, and my N95 mask is supposed to last until it is visibly soiled. So I walk out of my COVID-19 rule-out rooms, and I wash my paper mask with bleach wipes. I'm taking my scrubs off at work before I even get into my car to prevent any contamination that I might bring home with me. I'm showering and washing my hair daily as soon as I get home from work. I self-quarantine myself from the community and my family so that I'm not unknowingly infecting someone due to my exposure at work. I'm practicing as many self-care rituals as I can to help maintain my own health, so that I am available to serve your family when they need it. I'm trying my absolute hardest to fight for you. I wish I could say you are the only family that I have seen this happen to, but it has become normal in our department. I can still hear the wailing of the mother as she turned off the monitor and stopped squeezing the AmbiPAC. There is one sound I have never been able to forget out of all the years as I worked in the profession, and it is the wail of a mother after calling the time of death of her child. She couldn't even go in to hug him. She didn't even know where he was sick. So, sweet family member, it is not supposed to be this way. My heart is tired and heavy, and we are only a few weeks into this. None of us are trained or prepared for the physical or emotional tolls that have infected our world by this pandemic. But we are trying our absolute hardest to get your loved ones healthy as quickly as possible. There is a looming and heavy energy in our hospitals as the unknowns lurk around the corner. Please stay home and tell all of your people to do so as well. Our hearts can only handle so much right now. With all the love I can manage to send you, your nurse." So the reason I read that, team, is a couple of things. Number one, just to open our eyes to what a traveling nurse that is on the front line is facing every day, and that we can keep our healthcare providers, those that are in the hospitals and working daily, in our prayers and our thoughts. But also for each of you at Envision, you know, our purpose is to serve our community, population health, and the hospitals. And when we can see patients inside the outpatient imaging center, it keeps them from going inside of a hospital where they have higher risk of getting COVID or taking the staff in the hospital away from working with COVID patients. And so I'm so proud to be part of this company where we serve just selfishly to make sure that patients are taken care of in an outpatient environment. Again, to protect the staff at the hospital so that they can continue to do the work that they need to do. And we can protect those patients from going in an environment where maybe there's higher risk of getting COVID. Team, you guys are awesome. You guys are awesome. Those working in the centers, please, I'm so proud of you. Please know that all the leadership team and everybody in the company is rallying around you. Make sure that you're wearing your protective gear. We did send out staff masks, so every staff member in the centers will have a very good mask, I think two each. You should be getting those today or tomorrow. Make sure you're wearing that gear and taking care of yourself. Make sure you're following good procedures when you leave the center, that you're not taking your clothing home with you. Protect yourself and your family in using good hygiene and other things. So thanks, team. I appreciate you, and I'm so thankful for each and every person. We'll talk soon. Mm-hmm.